WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Wallace, Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani set another record last night, becoming the first pitcher to hit multiple home runs in a playoff game. Three, to be exact.
Oh, my goodness! Shohei Ohtani! Wow! Up and over the roof!
Shohei Ohtani struck out 10 over 6 scoreless and cracked 3 home runs to help the Dodgers knock off the Brewers in Game 4 of their National League Championship Series Friday night 5-1 for a chance to compete for their second straight World Series title.
Pajes going back on the warning track. He makes the catch! Ball game! Series! The Dodgers are going back!
The call courtesy of the Dodgers radio network. The Dodgers await the winner of the Toronto-Seattle series. The Mariners lead that best-of-seven set 3-2. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
It's day 18 of the government shutdown, making it the third longest shutdown in modern history. House Speaker Mike Johnson is still blasting Democrats.
They are on record specifically and exclusively to block the paychecks of the troops, to block the funding of our national defense in a very dangerous moment in world history.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries wants President Trump to get more involved.
We look forward to sitting down with anyone, anytime, any place, either here at the Capitol or back at the White House, to reopen the government, to enact a spending agreement that actually makes life better for the American people.
More aid is flowing into Gaza. The BBC's Hugo Bashega is in Jerusalem.
Tom Fletcher, who is the UN humanitarian chief, is saying that aid is now moving into Gaza with trucks carrying food, medicine, also tents. And he says that the UN is on track to get 1 million meals every day in Gaza.
Hamas has returned the remains of a 10th hostage to Israel. The bodies of at least 18 hostages are still unaccounted for. The U.S. has blocked a global fee on shipping emissions. A proposal before the International Maritime Organization would have set limits on those emissions and imposed fees for those who exceeded them. CBS's Stephen Kaufman tells us AI toys will be favorites this holiday season.
One of the most popular is a plush toy that converses with kids and adapts to their personality, called Grok.
Hello, what's zooming?
The AI toy trend has especially taken off in China, the home of Ollie the pup.
I am Ollie, your sunshine friend.
What games can you play?
I can play tag, hide and seek, or even make up our own game.
In the U.S., toy giant Mattel is working to bring AI to brands like Barbie and Hot Wheels.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. 97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Highs in the low 70s today, lots of sunshine, turning windy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid-40s. Still windy on Sunday with sunshine in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. On Monday, slight chance of a shower, and we'll see highs in the low 60s.
Right now, it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a very disconcerting and busy news and sports weekend. We will sit down and discuss it all with our friend and colleague of Matt Nair on Air, Jay and Matt Nair. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yeah.
kicking things off here with some Oktoberfest music from Walter Heyer Orchestra. And I thought that that would be kind of appropriate. I think so, too. All right. This is the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. And you're listening to Tim, the Polka Guy, keeping you company. Lots of good tunes again. Another, I think, Walter Heyer tune we'll play once more just to keep the Oktoberfest thing going here for a little bit. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Let's see here. Let's give it a shot. His orchestra with some Oktoberfest music. Few medleys there. Okay, let's continue with music from Gordy Hartman. He's going to play for us the Busy Fingers Polka. We'll be right back. Busy Fingers Polka. That's the sounds of Gordy Hartman from Madison, Wisconsin. Okay, we have an album here from Craig Ebel's Diversico. Name of the album is called Office Party. And looks like it says Merka Merka is the name of the tune that we're going to play up next. Yeah.
Merka, merka, jedz kapusta, będziesz miała nogi tłusta. Merka, merka, jedz pierogi, będziesz miała tłuste nogi. Hey, hey, what do you say? Swish, you're my dish. Merka, jedz kapustę, będziesz miała nogi tłuste. Merka, merka, jedz pierogi, będziesz miała tłuste nogi. Hey, hey, what do you say? You're my dish. Merka, jedz pierogi, będziesz miała tłuste nogi. Merka, merka, jedz kapusty, będziesz miała brzuszek tłusty. Hey, hey, what do you say? Tiger, hey there, tiger.
Mommy, then we'll sing you children to our home. When they're sad and tired and they begin to cry, Grandma then will sing them this Polish lullaby. Ah, Korki Dwa,
Szare bure obie dwa. A, babusiu, lu, 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 lu.
That was the sounds of Craig Ebel and Diversico with the Polish Lullaby. With that, we're going to take a little station break right now. We'll be back with more of the Polka Party right here on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Have a ball.
Everybody Polka. That was, yeah, I'm sure I know what that was. The Music Connection. I'm sorry. Anyway, just going through my stuff here. We have Studio, HG Studios, 25th Anniversary Special Edition, something that Hun JD put together, and have several different bands on here. This is Kenny Brandt's band, and he does a heck of a job on that yakety sax. So that is what we're going to play next. We'll be right back.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
CBS News Brief, baseball history last night.
Oh my goodness! Shohei Ohtani! Wow! Up and over the roof!
The Dodgers star became the first pitcher to hit three homers in a playoff game. He also pitched six scoreless innings as the Dodgers swept the Brewers and punched their ticket to the World Series. House Speaker Mike Johnson lashed out at Democrats with the government shutdown now in its 18th day.
They are on record to block the paychecks of the troops, to block the funding of our national defense in a very dangerous moment in world history.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
We look forward to sitting down with anyone, anytime, any place to reopen the government, to enact a spending agreement that actually makes life better for the American people.
The BBC's Hugo Bechega reports more aid is flowing into Gaza.
The UN is on track to get 1 million meals every day in Gaza.
Hamas turned over the remains of another hostage today. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Highs in the low 70s today, lots of sunshine, turning windy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid-40s. Still windy on Sunday, with sunshine in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. On Monday, slight chance of a shower, and we'll see highs in the low 60s.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Tune in to WFHR on Friday, October 31st from 5 to 8 for a special Halloween broadcast featuring the entire radio station staff. Get ready for trick-or-treating by listening to spooky stories, scary songs, and creepy poems to get you in the mood for a frightfully fun evening. This special is brought to you by Johnson & Sons Jeep, Gary's Coins, Hoffman's Tackle, Elks Lodge 693, El Cafe, Maker's Square, Beaver's Dime Store, Jensen Community Center, and E-Way Sales and Pawn. Listen Halloween night from 5 to 8 if you dare.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy. Yes, we have some older recordings here. The Jolly Chollies, that's a old recording, but still sounds pretty good for being how old it is. We're going to play maybe a tune or two, starting out with Bummin' Around.
I got no slouch hat. I got a roll on my shoulder. I'm as free as a breeze, and I do as I please, just a bummin' around. I got a million friends, don't know where I'm going. I got nothing to lose, not even the blues, just a bummin' around. Whenever worries start to bothering me, well, I grab my coat, my old slouch hat, hit the trail again. You see, I ain't got a dime. I got nothing to worry. I'm as free as a breeze, and I do as I please, just a bummin' around. A dime. I got nothing to worry. I'm as free as a breeze, and I do as I please, just a bumming around, just a bumming around, just a bumming around.
Ah, the Jolly Chollies. Hey, just thinking here, there's another one on here. Cousin Fuzzy recorded the Laughing Polka, did a fine job on that. And these guys, I haven't had time to play this one, so let's see how the Jolly Chollies recorded Laughing Polka.
Very sporty folks, and yet I wasn't slow. My mammy called me happy, and my daddy called me fool. I laughed at every little thing that was against the rule. Woo!
The Jolly Charlie's for you right there, huh? Good tune. All right, gonna play one more here from Diversico. And the North, South, East, West Polka. As soon as I get it queued up here, I kind of fell behind time. Okay, so here's Craig Ebel's band once more.
Czarną kawę i popiję czaj, czaj, czekoladę rok. Ojciec umarł, syn pozostał, syn po ojcu faję dostał. I popiję czaj, czaj, czekoladę, czarną kawę i popiję czaj, czaj, czekoladę rok. Can you dig it? Popiję czaj, czaj, czekoladę, czarną kawę i popiję czaj, czaj, czekoladę, rok. Chai, chai, czekoladę, czarną kawę i popiję chai, chai, czekoladę rok. Ojciec nie wie, saniotkami, syn na ziemi, z panienkami. I popiję chai, chai, czekoladę, czarną kawę i popiję chai, chai, czekoladę rok. Can you dig it? I popiję czaj, czaj, czekoladę, czarną kawę. I popiję czaj, czaj, czekoladę.
North, south, east, west. No. I don't know. My CD player screwed up here. I think it was operator error. I think that was what the problem was. Anyway, that was a chocolate soda polka. Boy, that was a gooder too, huh? I like that. So, okay. Let's get this one going here. North, south, east, west.
No difference, any place on earth will do. Take me, baby, don't say maybe, 'cause I'm so in love with you. I'm so happy when you're near me. Take me, never let me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best.
be happy, I know. Place on earth will do. Take me, baby, don't say maybe, 'cause I'm so in love with you. I'm so happy when you're near me. Take me, never let me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best, for I'll be happy, I know.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. 1983. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Back with our final segment here of the Polka Party with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy. And we've got about 5 minutes left in our program. Time for maybe one tune or two tunes, I think we can squeeze in here. Anyway, we've got the Lou Trebar and Joey Miskulin album up next here, and a tune called Everywhere You Go.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you. Everywhere you go, skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. You bring roses out of the snow. The whole world says hello.
Michelle is going to take us out of our program here with the Dance Around the Floor Polka, and E-I-E-I-O is in there, right? So have yourself a great week, everybody, and thanks for listening.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, author Laura Bird will tell us about not one, but two upcoming book festivals around Wisconsin, what they're about, and why you might like to check one out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is locally grown radio,
WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow the immediate deployment of National Guard troops to Illinois, arguing they're needed to protect immigration agents. A lower court blocked the move. CBS News Chicago legal analyst Irv Miller.
The federal government is asking that there be an administrative stay. In other words, just make a decision without hearing from the other side. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll give the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago time to respond.
Former New York Congressman George Santos was released from prison late last night, hours after President Trump commuted his sentence for fraud. CBS's Willie James Inman says Trump posted on social media Santos was horribly mistreated.
In this post, the president specifically says he was a somewhat rogue person, but that there were other rogues throughout the country. Clearly, the president wanted to put that message out there that while Santos might not have been the best individual, but that he